A hot Memphis night, and the town was alive. It breathed and undulated like a beautiful old brick beast. Music rang from the pool halls, and vendors slapped fresh steaks over their grills as cats slinked from the shadows. People mingled and laughed, and the streets smelled of beer and sweat. There was a smell of the river, and the feverish lights of the city danced across the water. It was nights like these that made April feel painfully restless. She looked down from her French window above the old bookstore where she worked and watched the people passing in the street. They all seemed like people from someone else's dream and from some other time. Their smiles and their thoughts were all one smile and one thought. It was hard to explain some of the thoughts that came to her. They made her feel that old creeping loneliness that had haunted her days for so long, like ivy snaking up the stones of an old church. Her eyes roamed from the people back inside to her small apartment. There was her old yellow suitcase. There were her clothes in heaps. There were the books with their pages of solace. But on nights like that, everything felt cramped and cluttered, and the heat and her thoughts left her in need of a drink. She only had one dress, and it was a short, summery piece that let in the night. The flow of warm, sweet southern air calmed her nerves as she roamed the side streets of the old Gothic town. If those old bricks could talk, she thought, what a tale they'd tell. There was so much history in the place, so many lives lived and lost, so much time. It wasn't long before she found herself wandering unfamiliar grounds, but just as she made to wander back towards the heart of the city, the sound of an old lap-string guitar drew her down just a little further. The neons of the little dive at the end of the lane said, "Jimmy's." She hesitated at the door, wondering if she ought to just head home. But the thought of tossing and turning, tangled in the sheets, and the hypnotic quality of the music made her moment of reticence brief, and she pushed open the door and went inside. The bar was all red lights and shadows. Candles flickered in old mason jars. It reminded April of the kind of place she always thought her father might frequent. She scanned the faces of the patrons, but no one turned her away. She followed their eyes and the sound of the music to a man under a crimson light, his boots propped against the legs of his stool, his sable hair falling over his eyes and his fingers gliding effortlessly over the thick strings of his guitar. It was slow and bluesy. He himself seemed slow and bluesy in a timeless, southern, even dangerous way. April watched him as he played his guitar, and she watched the way he moved his hands and the way his eyes seemed to be fixed on something that wasn't really there. She ordered a gin from the old man at the bar. He looked as though he had grown to be somehow part of the place. There was something spectral about his dark glasses. He flashed her a bright grin and ran a white cloth over a dusty bottle of vermouth. "We don't get too many tourists," he chimed, his voice all smoke and leather polish. April wondered what was behind his glasses. "I'm not a tourist," she said.
"That's no Tennessee, I hear," replied the old bartender. "Where you from?"
"A long way off," she replied, and he laughed and shook his head as if sharing a private joke with himself.
"Girl with the blues," he mused. "Well then, looks like you stumbled in on the right spot."
April turned to watch the man on stage. His guitar had seen better days, but the music was full and languid and soothed her bones. In the candlelight, she couldn't tell how old he was, but he moved his hands with a confident grace. He was wearing a black t-shirt, and his arms were long and capable, and his jeans were rough and frayed. She hadn't been in the habit of noticing men lately. She'd been so wrapped up in her own world since her mother had died. Her mother would have liked the music. The memory of her taking April to Memphis when she was little was something she cherished. It played a big part in her decision to move across the country and adopt the South as her new home. Thinking of that road trip,
She could see how open her mother's smile was and how she could talk and talk, and April never got tired of listening. She could almost feel the wind and the fresh feel of summer escape. That had been 12 years ago, she realized as she finished her drink.